Imagine meeting the love of your life, only to discover your entire relationship might be built on a calculated lie. This is Theo Scott's reality when she arrives at Idlewood, her wealthy fiancé Connor Dalton's isolated mountain retreat for a Christmas gathering with his family. After a whirlwind 6-month romance filled with spontaneous European getaways and moonlit yacht dinners, Theo should be ecstatic. Instead, she's unsettled by anonymous text messages warning her to stay away from Connor Dalton and the eerie isolation of the pristine property where the nearest neighbor is miles away. The journey to Idlewood sets the tone when they nearly hit a wounded deer with an arrow in its side, its eyes meeting Theo's with almost human desperation. This encounter introduces Daniel Vance, the family's groundskeeper, whose calculating gaze suggests hidden knowledge, and his intimidating German shepherd that watches Theo with unsettling intensity. As a bookstore owner with a modest background, Theo already feels like an outsider entering the world of old money and older secrets. The snow-covered landscape, beautiful from a distance, feels increasingly suffocating up close, both a stunning backdrop and a potential prison should things go wrong. Idlewood mirrors the Dalton family, impressive and designed to showcase certain elements while concealing others behind carefully constructed facades. The modern glass and dark wood lodge houses a family whose polished exterior hides deep fractures. Connor's sister Alexis greets them with surface politeness, casually mentioning her involvement in selecting Theo's engagement ring, revealing how Connor's supposedly personal decisions involve family input. Preparing for dinner, Theo examines herself critically, aware she needs to project a specific image to belong. She dresses in clothes purchased with Connor's credit card, literally wearing a borrowed identity. Dinner introduces the full Dalton dynasty: Alexis and wife Paloma, their son Sebastian, Connor's father Magnus, Uncle Nick, brother Trevor, and grandmother Louise. During Louise's uncomfortable interrogation, Theo crafts careful half-truths about being an orphan from Washington with an English degree. What makes these interactions compelling is how everyone performs a role: protective sister, intimidating matriarch, charming father, while concealing their true thoughts. Strange occurrences shatter Theo's security. One frigid night, she discovers fresh footprints in the snow leading to their bedroom window, impressions appearing from nowhere. Following them, she finds an abandoned cabin, never previously mentioned. When Mr. Vance catches her there, he reveals a shocking truth. Liam died here. Connor's father had met his end at Idlewood, not in the distant accident Connor had described. The next morning, Theo finds a velvet gift box on her windowsill. The tag bears a name from her past, Dora, an identity no one at Idlewood should know. Inside lies a threatening note: "You shouldn't have come." This calculated move suggests someone knows her true identity and wants her gone. That night, her dreams turn visceral. She grips a knife reflecting moonlight as she faces a wounded deer with human-like intelligence that transforms into Connor with magnificent blood-dripping antlers, creating a psychological landscape as treacherous as Idlewood itself. Theo's discovery of a weathered photograph in the abandoned cabin reveals Connor's father, Liam, holding hands with a young girl in a pink winter coat, unmistakably Theo herself. This impossible connection, timestamped 15 years ago when Theo believed she was in Arizona foster care, shatters her reality. The photograph triggers suppressed memories: a red star ornament on a pine branch, boots crunching in snow, an amber-trapped dragonfly, and most terrifying, an antlered man haunting her childhood nightmares. Further investigation reveals a disturbing truth: her meeting Connor wasn't chance. He had spotted her 6 months earlier in a photography exhibition portrait featuring her dragonfly neck tattoo, a design matching the iron ornament on the abandoned cabin's door. These revelations force Theo to question everything about her relationship with Connor. Was their passionate connection genuine, or was she manipulated as part of some scheme tied to her forgotten past?
As Theo becomes more deeply embedded in the Dalton family circle, their facade begins to crack. During an elaborate dinner, Trevor challenges Magnus's authority while drunk and storms out. Louise's swift dismissal of the incident, with a pointed glance at Theo, reinforces her outsider status despite her closeness to Connor. Later, someone transforms the family's Christmas tree into a gallery of shame, each ornament exposing buried secrets. A crumpled car wreck photo hangs beside court documents and divorce papers near a compromising photograph of Alexis. Through wine-loosened conversation, Theo learns that Trevor's DUI caused an accident that permanently injured a passenger. Magnus resolved it the Dalton way, with a substantial payment that bought silence and protected a business merger. The Daltons use wealth like a sculptor's chisel, carving reality to their preference. Money isn't just for luxury, it's their tool for maintaining control, erasing inconvenient truths, and reshaping narratives. When Louise offers Theo $75,000 to leave Connor, it perfectly embodies the family's philosophy. Problems aren't solved, they're purchased away. Theo's traumatic past is revealed when Connor confronts her with a photograph showing her at 16, bruised and bloodied. The truth is horrific. Her adoptive parents and their church pastor had subjected her to a cleansing ritual, an amateur exorcism. They imprisoned her in an attic for days, convinced her rebelliousness indicated demonic possession. During this ordeal, her adoptive mother's religious fervor turned to violent rage. When Beth discovered Theo bleeding profusely, implied to be a miscarriage, she fled in panic. When her adoptive father, Joseph, returned, Theo saw her chance to escape. In the struggle, she grabbed his hunting knife, stabbed him 3 times, and fled into the night. This revelation illuminates Theo's complex personality, her hypervigilance, skill with false identities, and ability to read others weren't mere quirks, but survival mechanisms forged in extreme trauma. Having never experienced unconditional love, she couldn't recognize manipulation disguised as affection. As Theo's memories clarify, she discovers Liam was helping her mother escape Nick's abuse. The shocking truth emerges. Magnus found wounded Mallory after Alexis shot her, pretended to call for help, then deliberately stabbed her with his hunting knife, justifying it as controlling the situation. Dying Magnus offers Theo a deal. They agree on a story protecting the family while allowing her to marry Connor with financial benefits. In exchange, he'll reveal where her mother is buried. The knife in Theo's hand symbolizes her choice to continue or break the cycle of violence. By setting it down, she chooses the latter. Though Magnus will likely escape legal justice due to his wealth and illness, Theo finds her own resolution. She and Connor marry simply, with Connor taking her name, rejecting the Dalton legacy. We all face choices between comfortable lies and difficult truths. Like Theo, we must decide whether to perpetuate cycles of deception or break free into authenticity. The snow always melts, revealing what lies beneath. Will we be ready to face what we find?